Welcome to Inside the Overflow, the podcast with your host, Alicia Best. Alicia believes we all have the potential for greatness, but we choose to walk in it or not. With our greatness, we have the ability to change the world. Her goal is to inspire, empower, and motivate you in each episode. You can find her and her special guest here every Saturday on Blog Talk Radio. You are now Inside the Overflow.
Thank you so much for joining Inside the Overflow. I am your host, Miss Alicia. I want to thank you for joining us today. And as always, we'll start today out with just a quote for you guys. And today's quote is, because one believes in oneself, one doesn't try to convince others. Because one is content with oneself. Awesome, awesome, awesome quote. Now, I do want to stop for a moment and just wish a happy Mother's Day to everyone. We have an amazing, amazing show today about confidence with our guest, Miss Kathy L. Webb. Miss Kathy is going to come in and tackle our mindset moment today. Also, I'm going to start off with 10 things that I've told my children or I've learned as a mother for Mother's Day. Number one, pray without ceasing. Prayer should be something that's done often and done all day in protection of you as well as your family. It's a constant communication. Number two, I will trust you until you give me a reason not to. One of the most amazing things as a parent is that you're always attempting to guide someone, whether it's a friend of your child's, your child. You're always offering guidance. And so to avoid being judgmental, everybody with me gets the same amount of trust up front until you give me a reason to no longer allow that grace of trust. Number three, you are birthed for greatness, but you choose to walk in it or not. God created all of us for amazing things. It's your choice if you decide to walk into that greatness or not. Not everyone does, but those who do. You're able to find out, you know, what your purpose is in this world. Next is, if you work hard, play hard. I am a fan of working hard, setting your goals and working towards them. But I also want you to enjoy life. In the process of working hard, you always want to find time for yourself, time to take care of yourself, time to read, time to invest in yourself. Your greatness is within. Just like the tree is within the seed, and when put into the ground and watered and pruned and taken care of, you find that inside a small seed is a tree. Your purpose is the same way. God has already put it in you. As you feed it, as you grow it, as you water it, as you tend to it, you will begin to find that purpose. You have a purpose on this earth. It is not your fault who your parents are. It is not your fault on how it all worked out. But you're here for a reason. There is something in this world that God has planned for you to do. And he's going to get it done. But you're here for a purpose. Enjoy the journey. Life is a journey. Life is a road we are going to travel. And while here, we need to enjoy each and every second, each and every moment. With our families, with our loved ones, make sure to spend as much time with each other as we can. Everyone may not understand your dream, so protect it. You may find that some people don't understand the dreams and goals that you have. So in that case, you have to watch who you tell certain things to, because they're either going to try to feed into you or they're going to try to tear you down. But once you figure out the difference, you need to make sure you do everything to protect that. Focus. I'll say it again. Focus. Focus. Whatever you put your mind to, focus on it. Do the best that you can in studying it and mastering the craft, making sure to learn and apply so that you can be the best at whatever you do. Become a master at whatever the skill is. And last but not least, outwork everybody. Whatever you put your mind to, nobody is expecting you to be perfect, but I am expecting you to strive for excellence. I am expecting you to try to do your very best. And with doing that, it may seem for you to outwork everybody. Try to be there early, you know, stay later. And as I told you before, we have an amazing guest today, Miss Kathy Webb. Ms. Webb is going to come in and tackle our mindset moment today. But here's a little bit about Ms. Webb before we bring her on the air. With a focus on loving yourself from within, Kathy L. Webb, professional speaker, author, and servant leader, is transforming the lives of many who suffer from an inferiority complex due to the low self-image and self-worth. While she enhances the lives of many people on a universal scale, her focus is on building adolescent females, young adult women, and women from the inside out. She has a passion for guiding individuals towards reaching their full potential and purpose. Known as the Confidence Queen, she has struggled with many of the same identity and esteem issues as the audiences she uplifts. Now she travels and inspires others to remove all obstacles holding them back from living lives of passion and purpose. Her struggle with the effects of alopecia has been a life-altering journey, which resulted in Kathy embracing her natural beauty and self-worth. Her newfound outlook on self was affirmed by her son, who challenged her to remove her wig, and later confirmed by her daughter, who remarked, "She doesn't need one. I gave my children life, and their love for me increased my desire to live as my genuine self." Those moments changed not only her life, but defined her purpose and started her on the journey to empower other females to believe in their inner soul and outer reflection. A native of North Carolina and graduate of Winston-Salem State University and Strayer University, Kathy is dedicated to being connected to her roots and values and commitment to serving others at many community organizations. Please welcome Ms. Kathy Webb.
Yes, it is. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ms. Kathy. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us inside the Overflow.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I just wanted to do, you know, our interview today, and then I'll let you tackle our mindset moment. But why don't you just come on? Everyone is going to actually be able to hear your bio, but just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, as you said, my name is Kathy L. Webb, and I am the Confidence Queen. I am originally from North Carolina, but I transplanted to the state of Georgia about 4 years ago. And since I've been here, I have started the company You Unlimited, which is a professional speaking and soon-to-be coaching business where we provide personal development-focused presentations and workshops to female-based organizations. Now, although we aim to reach the college-age young lady to the adult women, all of our programs and workshops can be tailored to specific age groups or to a specific event. Now, this organization was founded in 2016 to encourage and support females on their journey to reach a higher plateau in life, by having a stronger foundation of self-awareness, a positive self-image, and an increased self-confidence. Now, all of these lead to them having an unshakable self-love. And also, we believe that everyone has a story within that the world needs to hear. So in the fall of 2018, we'll be adding writing coaching to our list of services.
Oh, wow, that does sound exciting. I was actually really excited to have you on the show, one, because I'm actually from North Carolina as well and transplanted to Georgia. Absolutely, but also the confidence part, because I think this is a very important topic, just because I noticed for me personally, confidence was something that I did not feel I gained until my late 20s, early 30s, and that's a long time to go, you know, without self-confidence or self-love. So, you know, I'm glad to hear that your program is actually starting at such a young age, like that college age, because that's a critical time with so many things changing in your life. What made you decide to start with that? You know, I know you go to women, but what made you want to make sure you reach those college students as well?
Well, for those who may not have seen my information online, I am completely bald. Mm-hmm. I have been since the age of 24. And wow. So that was actually a time where I was already through my college years. But, you know, age does not determine your level of self-confidence. And mm-hmm. so it took a long time for me to really look in the mirror and just really absolutely love what I saw. Because, you know, this world, it is constantly trying to program our minds to immediately pick out what we don't like about ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, starting from our physical appearance and working our way in. And so I know that when I was in college to when young ladies are in college now, there are so many distractions that can cause you to lose focus. And when you mm-hmm. lose focus, that sort of affects everything else in your life. And so when you have a low self-confidence, that can hinder you from even attempting to do anything in your life, to do, you know, if you want to start a business, if you want to write a book, you want to start a nonprofit, you want to travel, anything that you aim to do or you desire to do without that self-confidence, you're not going to even take that first step. You're going to spend your time in your comfort zone, or what I like to call the dead zone, because there is no life and no energy in the comfort zone. And so self-confidence is where it's something that every female needs from the very beginning if she wants to reach that destiny that is hers from her birth.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. I love the dead zone. That resonated with me deeply, the dead zone, because that's exactly what it is. There's no inspiration there. There's nowhere to grow. It's just this empty space. And, you know, I like when you said about those distractions, because oftentimes, like for a lot of students I work with, parents kind of may do it not intentionally, but unintentionally kind of take that confidence away, and not even being aware just of the way they were raised or how they grew up, and those are the ways things are that beats down on the confidence of students. So making sure they know that it's a birthright, you know, to be confident. Mm-hmm. You can be okay. That greatness is within you. That's okay.
Exactly.
You know, for you to feel that way. Now, I noticed when we were speaking through email, you have a few events coming up, and that's awesome that you're going to be able to spread this message to so many different groups. For anyone that wants to attend those groups, for everyone that's listening in, I am going to post these dates onto our Instagram page, as this Kathy's website information. So if you want to attend these events, they will be there for you to find them. If they're local to you, I advise you to go and see Miss Kathy live. But Miss Kathy, what are some things they can expect at these different events from you if they want to come and, you know, hear you speak in person?
Okay. Well, the first event is next Thursday. This is actually a tele-summit. So only thing they need is a cell phone.
That's awesome. Absolutely.
Exactly. It's a three-day event, 17th, 18th, and 19th. Each day there will be a different speaker. I'm starting off the tele-summit on the 17th. I don't want to give away too much because I really want them to call in. Each event. Each night, the events will start at 8 p.m. It's 1 hour long, and it all will center around helping females reclaim their crowns, and the emphasis on the word reclaim, because you had it once, and for some reason, life experiences, you know, certain relationships, your family, your friends, whatever, something caused your crown to be sort of to be tilted. It caused your crown to be dusty. It just caused something caused your crown to lose its shine, to lose its luster. And so this telesummit is basically going to show you how to get it back.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Yeah, that's a great teaser. Anyone wanting to gain that crown back, and for those who may not even know that is there, it's always been there. And I love that you say that it's always been there. It's just it may be, you know, a little dusty right now, or somebody may scar it up a little bit, but it's not gone anywhere. We can straighten it back up and clean it up and, you know, become who we're intended to become. Now, with the confidence, For students who may, my organization is 100 Young Kings and Queens, and we often work with teens. And what are some of the roadblocks as far as confidence that you think students may be able to look out for, just to kind of on their journey? What are some things that you think, even if it's maybe just one thing that you think that they can look out for to help them? Okay, that's something I need to watch out for that could affect my confidence.
This is a major one right now, but it is the unrealistic, let me say that again, unrealistic expectations that we see on social media when it comes to our appearances, what we should have, what we desperately need to have if we want to be accepted by society. For example, when we see these celebrities who post all of these materialistic assets that they have and how they were acquired, then our young people start to focus on making money. They begin to focus on having a certain type of relationship or even having a partner who looks a certain way. And I feel like those expectations are unrealistic, especially for the mindset of our young people. For example, my daughter will be starting at Clark Atlanta University in the fall. I'm so excited for her. But I want her to, you know, to know and understand that who she is as a female is not dependent on anything she can buy, is not dependent on anything that anyone can give her or something that anyone can take from her. Who you are is based on the values that you contain, the values that are contained within your soul. That is not something that anyone can see, feel, touch, or try to take from you. And so our young people need to understand that your self-confidence, self-love, self-awareness, self-image, the key word in all of those are self, that these are you, period. You cannot buy love. You cannot buy affection. Well, you can, but you cannot buy the real love, real affection. Mm-hmm. And so stay focused on your goals. These distractions will come, but also let them go.
Well, that was awesome, because that unrealistic expectations things here lately, like you said, with social media, because we're surrounded by it. Even as adults, yes. It's just something that's surrounding everyone. Congratulations to your daughter on her first year of college.
You.
We do wish her the best. Absolutely. After that, I am so excited. Everyone who listens in on the show is well aware of my favorite moment being the mindset moment. And I'm so excited with talking to Ms. Kathy today to now open the floor for her to have and enter into the mindset moment. Ms. Kathy?
Thank you. So to all my classic kings and my fellow classy queens, I say to you, good morning. I am Kathy L. Webb, the Confidence Queen. I just want to, first of all, thank you for allowing me to borrow your hearts, your minds, and your ears for just a few moments to share some insight and inspiration. Now, if you are someone who doesn't quite realize their worth, or perhaps you feel lost and confused, or you just simply need a little direction to help you refocus, you are certainly in the right place at the right time. Now, you may be wondering, who is this woman, and why should I bother listening to her? Well, early in life, I was this person. You see, at the age of 12, I was told I had alopecia, a skin disorder that causes hair loss. So for the next 12 years, this hair loss was like a roller coaster ride. It would come one year, I would have the long flowing hair, and the next year it would be gone, or I would have bald spots all over and had to do what's known as the comb over. At the ripe old age of 24, 2 years into my marriage, my hair packed its bags and left for good. So like most women, the first thing I did was to grab a wig. intending to hide my scalp and try to hide my shame, my fear, doubt, guilt, all of the negative emotions that were going through my mind. In other words, I was seen by everyone else except myself. I didn't realize that I was birthed for greatness, but that I was also birthed with greatness. But that is until May the 27th, 2013, which is nearly 5 years now, when I was dared to remove my wig and take a trip outside. The funny thing is, after 16 years of wearing my wigs, I did not hesitate. I guess the time for me to experience liberation, to experience self-freedom had come. And it took a dare from my son to help me realize that. But then I also realized that I had to start using my self-confidence and my knowledge of my worth to start propelling my life forward. So that is what I urge for each of you to begin doing as well. You must take that often dreaded first step outside of your comfort zone. Now, when you do this, you may have to change some of your habits, your actions, and perhaps even your inner circle. And this can be a little scary, but trust me, it is so very necessary. Because your new life is not going to knock on your door and announce, "Hello, I am here." It certainly is not going to send you a connection request on LinkedIn. It is not going to follow you on Twitter, and it is not going to like you on Facebook. So in other words, your new life is not going to come to you. You must go to it. Every day, you must take the necessary actions to pursue it, jump on its back, and zip tie it down to the ground. Then you must begin the process of working harder than you ever have in your life to keep your new life, your vision, at the forefront of your mind, especially when you're faced with all of these worldly distractions that are begging for your attention. You know that you were born for and with greatness, but do you really know how you were born? So let me share with you very briefly how we all came to be. After your grand entrance, an angel cleansed you in the purest water and wrapped you in the softest purple cloth and baby blankets ever made. She slowly glided over to your mother, the queen, bowed low, and said, "Behold, I present to you a king in waiting." For the ladies, the same angel strode over to your father, the king, bowed low, and said, "Your Majesty, I give to you a queen in training." As they held you close, female warriors from Wakanda were there to protect you. Now, the scene that I just described depicts a royal birth, which is how we came to be. So no matter what is taking place within your life, always remember that you are royalty, not because of where you are from or because of who you marry. You are royalty simply because you breathe. Your crown is custom made, cannot be removed by anyone else, and does not come with a price tag. Keeping your crown polished requires a soul journey every now and then to rediscover the values that made you the person you see in the mirror. So if you are ready to begin your royal journey towards obtaining your destiny, I invite you to connect with me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at The Kathy L. Webb. That is The Kathy L. Webb. That's Kathy with a C and Webb with two B's. Now, my Facebook fan page is I Am a Confident Queen. I Am a Confident Queen. Finally, my website is www.mrskathywebb.com. That's M-R-S kathywell.com. And I look forward to helping you polish your crown from within.
Wow. Thank you so much, Ms. Webb, for joining us today. We really appreciate you joining Inside the Overflow. Guys, please make sure that you follow Ms. Kathy on her social media, as well as reach out to her at any of the events that we'll have posted for you today. Ms. Kathy, thank you again. I really appreciate you even giving me your time to join Inside the Overflow, as well as giving us such great words of wisdom and inspiring not only
thank you
the people
so much.
Listening, but me as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, yes, ma'am. All right, guys, I want to thank you so much. That is another episode of Inside the Overflow. Again, I always want to thank you and send many blessings to you for even allowing me the opportunity to present this to you each and every Saturday. As we go forth, I do wish you the best this week. You know, you can always reach us at insidetheoverflow.com, or please follow our Instagram at insidetheoverflow. As well, as you always know, and on Saturdays, if you want to call in, the call-in number, if you catch us live, is 845-277-9109. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Inside the Overflow, the podcast. Also, thank you to our guests this week. You can follow Inside the Overflow on Instagram and Twitter. Please make sure to subscribe and follow for updates. Thanks again for listening. Join us next week right here, Inside the Overflow. Thank you for listening to Inside the Overflow, the podcast. Also, thank you to our guests this week. You can follow Inside the Overflow on Instagram and Twitter. Please make sure to subscribe and follow for updates. Thanks again for listening. Join us next week right here, Inside the Overflow.